Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank God for His presence, His love, and mercy. Truly, I thank God for all that He is to us in the day we are living. We should be thanking God and praise Him every day. Every day He wakes us up this morning. Every day He let us do what we want to do. But God is a merciful God. And I truly thank God for His mercy and grace. It is a blessing to know Him and to recognize His presence. Truly, it is a blessing to have a relationship with the Lord. For the Lord is so good that His mercy endures forever. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Thank God for Jesus is a sweet-smelling Savior. He's a Rosa Sharon. And I truly thank God for Him allowing me to share the good news to those who have an ear to hear what the Lord is saying today. And it is a blessing to have that relationship with the Lord. And thank God that some of you are on the way to the house of God to worship the Lord, or going to your prayer meeting, or just want to have some time with the Lord at the beach or at the riverside, or whatever you're doing, praise God. But truly, I thank God that we take the opportunity to have a fellowship with the Lord and to know Him and to recognize Him and all that He is to us, body, soul, and spirit. And I truly thank God for Jesus for His love today. And thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are. And I truly thank God for being what He is to us today. You know, I came across something, praise God, that really got my attention. And I would like to share this with you by inspiration. And it says, wisdom and understanding aren't just in being able to use big words. It's not just about our intellect. The best way to display our wisdom is to live it out in our lives, humbly, meekly. Just because one is wiser than others, it does not mean that they have the right to gloat and lord it over everyone. That, in turn, is foolishness. But you know, I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And that's one thing about it. We need to ask God to give us wisdom and how to be humble with wisdom and how to be wise with wisdom. We don't want to display ourselves like, oh, I know more than you do, praise God. But we have to have that humble spirit, as the Lord said, that to be wise as a serpent, but be humble as a dove. But we need to be more careful, praise God, and how we present ourselves and how we present God as well. And we want to be an ambassador to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we need to be very careful in how we carry ourselves in a righteous way. Praise God. So I truly thank God for Jesus, for His love and for His mercy. But I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But I thank God for the prayer. And I thank God for Jesus. And I would like to pray, praise God, for God to give us the wisdom that we need, praise God, that we know how to use it humbly, praise God, to help people who need help. And one thing about it, say, "Dear God, I pray that if I find myself in a situation where I may be wiser than others, may I never try to throw it in their faces." Lord, I ask that you help me remain humble in all times. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And that's right. We need to learn how to be humble and let the Lord teach us and what we need to know. But I thank God for Jesus. This morning, on this beautiful Saturday morning, I would like to share the Word of God when it comes to the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit works in us and how we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us as well. But I thank God in the book of Ezra, praise God, and how God was using him, praise God. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And I want to read this here, praise God. And what it says here, when the priest Ezra rise in Jerusalem to teach God's law and regulation to Israel, he was inspired by God's Spirit to lead the people in a prayer of confession for the sins of Israel. Through Ezra, anointed priesthood, the sacrifices and worship of the temple were reinstituted. Priests filled with God's Spirit bring God's people into his presence. Through prayer, intercession, confession, and instruction in God's Word. Today, God's Spirit is accessible to every believer who asks to be filled with his power. He stands ready to equip and prepare us to do the work of the Lord. We need not fear the attacks of the enemy, for God's Spirit is our partner in spiritual warfare. And that's right. Once we allow God to utilize us, I learned something as I read Ezra, praise God, and how God used him because he was a priest ordained by God. But he learned how to usher the people into the presence of God. He ushered them, praise God. That's why he said he was so inspired by God, by his Spirit. And that's how we are. When we get so in tune with God, we've been inspired by the Holy Spirit. And like I've said, the Holy Spirit is a person. It inspires you. It will bring you into present with God. It will lead you into a place with God by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will talk to you, teach you, and show you how to present yourself in a great and mighty way. And I thank God for Jesus and how Esther really demonstrate and how we need to present ourselves to God through intercession, through confession. Praise God. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. And by prayer and instruction, through fasting, whatever it takes for us to have a close covenant relationship with God, to have that intimacy with him, to know that we can be more effective for God. And Esther, praise God, I thank God for him and how the Lord used him to help believers, praise God, to learn how to have that fellowship with God. How many of you right now today would like to have more a relationship with God, to have more of fellowship, a covenant with God? But one thing about it is you got to sell yourself out to him. You have to surrender yourself to him and dedicate yourself totally to God. And God will work it out spiritually. Praise God. God will work it out spiritually to give you what you need in this day and hour. And I truly thank God for that relationship that I want to have with the Lord. And I know everybody who are listening to this radio broadcast, you want to have that relationship with the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And all what he had done for us, he gave himself for us so that we will have the right to the kingdom of God, that we'll have that fellowship more than ever before. And I truly thank God for his love. I thank God for what he is to me today and what he is to you. Praise God. We take the opportunity to ask the Lord, Lord, what can I do to please you, to satisfy you, to want more of me? Praise God. We need to get in that place, praise God, more than what we expected and what God expects out of us. Because I'm going to let you know now today, the word is waiting for us as a church to get them out of dilemma. But we need to have the Holy Spirit as our guide, our direction, to reconstruct us, praise God, to give us structure, praise God, that we can do the will of him. God's purpose, praise God, is to reconstruct us, to have a more fellowship, more dedication to him. So when we go out and minister and witness and testify of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we will have that relationship more than what we expect and what God expects out of us. And when I read this, praise God, and how God gives us accessibility to come to the throne, the mercy seat of God, that we humble ourselves as we get on our knees and humble ourselves, praise God, and to believe and all what he is to us, to fill, he fill us with his power, with his spirit, praise God, that we can present ourselves to him righteously and totally. And I truly thank God for Jesus, that he fill us with his power, with his spirit, his strength. And one thing I love about the Lord, when we are in the days we are in now, we are able now, we can stand. And while we stand, God equipped us, praise God, and prepare us to do the work for him. And I thank God for Jesus. When we are stand strong and bold, praise God, hallelujah, he equipped us to do the work that he command us to do, that we don't have to be ashamed, praise God, to confess the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So when we are under fear of attack of the enemy, we can surely know without a doubt that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us and he will see us through every step of the way. So when we are in that place with God, without a doubt, and trust him every step of the way, hold faith, praise God, hold fast to the word of God. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Do not take your eyes off the Jesus and the Father, but stand firm, stand bold, and know without a doubt that you are equipped by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will teach you and how to present the word of God. He will direct you in every step of the way. And one thing about it, I love the Lord Jesus Christ. May the God of peace, hallelujah, be upon each and every one of you. And you have a beautiful Saturday. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen, not forsaken.